Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is calm, with a gentle breeze sweeping through the major cities. It's a warm night, ideal for a peaceful rest. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas holds a mass funeral for 112 people it claims were killed in an IDF strike at the start of the Gaza War, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that despite opposition from police and Shin Bet, the body of Sami Jassous, the suspect shot after allegedly trying to stab a policeman in Lod, has been released for burial. Also this hour, a Ynet report details the story of Noam Sapir. Her grandfather was taken hostage, yet she chose to pursue her legal studies through the IDF. Separately, Mariv shares data indicating that the depletion of American defense stockpiles halted an attack on Iran at the last moment. And finally, the JTA highlights a Missouri Democratic primary race between Cori Bush and Wesley Bell, both with sharply different views on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago expressing deep devastation over recent events. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted reports of explosions near Dubai's Jebel Ali port earlier today. Eyal Yacobi shared concerning news of an arrest at Trump's golf course involving a cache of weapons, stressing the dangers of violent rhetoric. Let's go deeper. Starting with Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that Hamas held a significant funeral for 112 individuals months after an alleged IDF strike. This comes after a prolonged effort to recover victims from the rubble. The IDF has not commented on this specific claim. The situation remains tense as the IDF tightens its operations in the region, increasing the strain on civilians in Gaza. Turning to Lod, Walla reveals that Sami Jassous's body was released for burial despite security agencies' objections. This decision followed the IDF's approval earlier today. Tensions in Lod remain high, reflecting the broader national struggle for security and reconciliation. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Noam Sapir, whose grandfather, Shlomo Mansour, was kidnapped. Despite the personal turmoil, she is continuing her legal studies with the IDF. Her story underscores the personal costs of the ongoing conflict and the resilience of those affected. In other developments, Mari reports that the U.S. nearly exhausted its THAAD and Patriot interceptors in its recent engagements with Iran. The Gulf states expressed concern, causing the U.S. to reconsider its military actions. This depletion affects regional security dynamics, with potential implications for future engagements. Finally, in U.S. politics, the JTA covers a Missouri primary where Israel's policies are a focal point. Candidates Cori Bush and Wesley Bell present opposing views, highlighting the role of foreign policy in American electoral politics. On the economic front. First, from CTEC, Ireland's new government jet may face operational limits in foggy conditions after opting out of an Israeli landing system. This decision reflects Ireland's stance on defense procurement policies. Separately, Mariv Business reports a significant rise in the average wage in Israel, now standing at 14,263 shekels. The most sought-after professions see a 13.7% salary increase, indicating a robust job market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses how housing prices and congestion in Gush Dan are reshaping the demand map. Areas like Kiryat Bialik and Katzrin are now gaining attention, affecting real estate trends. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.